So again, as he said, I will be working on improving cotton warehouse efficiencies, but specifically looking at aisle stacking today. So what brought about this project was the Vision 21 cotton flow study, which was to improve and reduce costs with the flow of cotton from the very beginning of bale formation to the end textile user. And another thing that brought about this project, specifically the four bale marketing aspect, is the National Cotton Ginners Association Technology Committee meeting back in 2014. There were some questions raised about if four bale marketing would be a good idea to implement, and so we are trying to answer those questions. So the two strategies that we're looking at to improve the warehouses is selling four bales as one unit, which is a clob. These bales have been module averaged together, so they technically have the same quality data. The merchants will then buy these bales in the groups of four, which results in less handling, increasing in warehouse efficiency. We actually just got done with an experimental setup of this in one of the warehouses in Texas, and they actually had some problems with it, with some of the software, and then also LEAF is not included in module averaging, so there was a bit of an issue there with having to break apart those bales because of that LEAF grade. The second strategy that we're looking at to improve is simulating buying with MillNet for Merchants, which is a bale selection software that specifically uses location of the bale within the warehouse to pick the orders. And this should cut down on warehouse searching and driving time. So the main objective that we're looking at is how big does the incentive actually have to be in order to get the merchants to buy into using these innovative strategies. So what would be their reward and what could we possibly do for a discount for the warehouses? In order to answer this, we created three different simulations to represent this. So we had a baseline, which is what the warehouses look like today. We had a simulation for four bale marketing, and then we had a simulation for MillNet for Merchants. So kind of to walk you through the flow of a warehouse today, you start at flagging, and then those bales are then hooked, and they'll either go with a single clamp carrying four to the staging area, or they'll get put onto a cart that can hold 24 bales. And then from the staging area, they'll get loaded into the truck, and that's usually their box truck or flatbed. And here's a picture of what the hook machine looks like. This is what they use to shimmy the bales out of the aisles. Here's a cart or a clamp loading a cart, and then them loading the box truck up. So in these simulation scenarios, again, we have baseline four bale marketing and MillNet for Merchants. However, within that, we also looked at a small facility, a medium facility, and a large facility. And then within MillNet for Merchants, within those, we even looked at a small inventory and a large inventory, and that was how much inventory the merchant actually had within the warehouse. So to kind of explain what I mean by that, a small facility in our generalized warehouse blueprint that we created was sheds 1 through 5, and then medium was 1 through 20, and large 1 through 40. So logically, the larger the facility you have, the longer distance it's going to take you to get to staging, therefore the longer it's going to take you to accumulate that load. We also merged some data to be able to get the mock orders to create for these simulations. So we took warehouse location data of the bales and then merged it with merchant data that gave the grades of the bales, and then we were able to create those orders. So for results, our baseline for accumulating an 88 bale load, we were able to see that small was about 40 minutes, medium about 72 minutes, and large about 124 minutes. And then we used that to compare to the other two situations. So this is looking at the baseline, and it's either using a clamp or a cart. The clamp is in blue and the cart is in red, so obviously being able to move 24 bales at a time instead of just four is going to reduce your time. This is looking at the four bale clob results. So our times were a little bit lower, however, it was not statistically significant, or it was not a statistically significant difference from the baseline. Here's looking at the MillNet for Merchants results. So we looked at the small inventory and the large inventory. Most of them were statistically significantly different from the baseline. And we found that the larger the inventory and the larger the facility, the greater time difference, or the greater time difference you're going to get between the baseline. And this kind of shows that on just a chart. It's a little bit easier to read. So this shows the load aggregation time versus the number of sheds that you're pulling from using MillNet for merchants. Again, the blue is the carts and the red is the clamps. So you can see that the least number of sheds used is obviously going to decrease your total time. And this can be further reduced to if you use one or two sheds. So some conclusions. Compared to baseline operations for aisle stacking warehouses, four bale or CLOB marketing offers no significant time savings. MillNet for merchant software can lead to significant time savings depending on the size of the warehouse facility and the inventory to which the merchant has access within a given warehouse. And the greatest time savings can be realized with MillNet by limiting the number of sheds from which bales are actually pulled. So the next steps within this research, we're going to be running an analysis for block stacking, the same sort of deal. And we really expect to see higher time savings with the implementation of the four bale marketing, since it is block stacked. And we also would like to integrate economic analysis, and we're going to be working with John Robinson to provide some economic numbers for you. I'd like to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated for all their help and funding with this project. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Any questions for Lauren? CLOB, is that a term that you created or is that an industry term?
As far as I know, it's kind of around the industry. It's clamp load of bales.
Yeah, it was actually developed. I'm not sure if it is. I started using that term CLOB. Isn't that right, Andy?
It's a new word.
Very good. Derek?
You can thank Dale Kudrot for that.
I'm sorry?
The CLOB comes out of a single round module. Is that how that's?
Either the rectangular module, just the regular one, is what we looked at. Yeah. But it'll just be a group of four bales, pretty much, that came out consecutively from whichever module. Any other questions?
All right.
Thank you.
Have you time?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. A man that also doesn't need an introduction, but I will. Bob Faulkner is going to talk to us or tell us about the student paper awards.
Okay.
If you're ready.
Appreciate it. I'd love to give you the results of the student paper awards, but the last paper was one of the entrants, and I'm not going to make you sit here while we do the math. So I will say we had a couple students from University of Georgia, and both of them will have placed based on what we've tabulated already. And then a student from New Mexico State and two students from A&M, thanks to the Cotton Industry Support Group for providing support for this competition and trying to get students involved and coming to the conference. I'll also say, pray for me. This may be my last belt-wide because I got here and opened the conference proceedings, I realized that I've been transferred to Texas A&M Afghanistan. And I think when I get home tonight and tell my wife, that may not go over too well. So. But really appreciate those of you that have contributed to the Cotton Industry Support Group, those of you that have given words of encouragement to our students, and we appreciate it. And in the proceedings, we'll list the winners at that point. So thanks so much. Y'all be safe traveling home.
Thank you, Rock.